WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Welcome to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival. In this series, we've been talking about programs that will take place this summer at various locations around the state. I was going to say around Newport, but it's even more than that.
That's right.
I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we discuss different events that are happening. This one is going to be Sunday, July 26th, 8 o'clock in the evening at the Breakers.
It's the last concert of the season.
And what a beautiful setting for a concert.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And I'm very excited about this concert. So it's called Strings, Music for a New Decade. Last year, we did an all-strings concert, and it was a huge success. Not only was the repertoire just outstanding, but there's something special about seeing a group of soloists as an ensemble together. There's
right.
something really spectacular that happens. And this year, we've expanded our Young Professional Artist Program. I think we talked about this a little bit last year. These are individuals who have graduated from some of the most prestigious conservatories and universities in the country. Often, most of them have their master's degrees, and they're right at that cusp when, you know, to make a huge professional debut.
You'll get to hear them when?
At this concert, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can say you heard them when.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyway, very exciting concert. This starts with a piece of Bach, the Brandenburg No. 6. So, when Brandenburg wrote these, they were basically his CV. Right, his resume. He wanted a new job. So he created the six pieces, made sure that they demonstrated various parts of the orchestra. In this one, Viola da Gamba, or now Viola, is the soloist. So he wrote these six pieces and sent them to Christian Ludwig of Margrave of Brandenburg to basically say, I'd like to come and work for you.
Okay.
However, the Margrave himself was not a musician, was not interested in music, and literally put them in a desk drawer. They were never played during his lifetime. And they were found many years later.
Hmm.
This is a true story. They were found many years later. And actually, during World War II, the librarian did not want them to burn in the library and put them under their coat and ran with them.
Wow.
So they actually did not become very popular until the 20th century.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Isn't it? It's just remarkable. And I particularly love this last one. I know, again, we'll play it and everyone will be like, I know that piece,
right.
because they've heard it a great deal. But to think that it wasn't known during Bach's lifetime, it wasn't played very much. And as a matter of fact, I'm just looking at this one little fact I wrote down. It was left, the full score was left unused in Margrave's library until his death in 1734, when it was sold for 24 groschen, which in about 2014 was about $24. Yeah.
Now that would have been a great investment.
Right.
Can you imagine what that would have been worth today?
Exactly. So let's listen to the third movement, the Allegro of this Brandenburg, and then we'll just come back and play one more piece.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
So now we go from Bach, Baroque, all the way to Barber. Samuel Barber died in 1981, so very contemporary. However, again, much like the Bach, I believe all of our listeners will recognize his Adagio. It's a movement of his string quartet, and then it was transposed for full ensemble. And we will now hear his Adagio for strings and then take a little break.
We'll do that. Take a commercial break right after that and be back with much more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival's special series this summer. We're talking about the final concert that is going to be on Sunday, July 26th at 8 p.m. I'm Mike Manos, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we talk about this wonderful concert in a beautiful setting at the Breakers, just as sun is going down.
There you go. What's remarkable about a concert like this is you can have, as we just heard, contemporary music, Baroque music, and highly romantic, and it all works beautifully together. So the next piece on the program is Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, one of my favorite pieces ever. So 1875, when he composed this, was a very good year for Dvorak. He wrote his Fifth Symphony, his String Quintet No. 2, an opera, some duets, and it was a really great time in his life. His marriage was young, his first son had been born, and for the first time in his life, he was being recognized as a composer. So he lived without fear of poverty, which had really plagued him in his early years. He had a generous stipend from a commission in Vienna, and so he was able to write this piece in peace. You know, he was really quite peaceful.
Without pressure. At the time.
Without pressure, exactly. He wrote it in about 11 days. It's five movements, absolutely stunning piece. And it's just been a huge success since then, just because it's very accessible and it's lively and it's gorgeous. So we are going to play two movements of this, namely the Allegro Vivace finale and the Larghetto, which comes directly before that. So basically the last two movements of the piece. So all I can say is enjoy.
All right. And I know we've said this before, Pamela, but these are limited seating appearances. So if you want to get tickets for these events, go to newportmusic.org.
Or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Thank you. Thank you.
WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Concert Series, and we're talking about kind of a bittersweet conversation tonight because we're talking about the last concert of the season, which will be on July 26th, 8 o'clock at the Breakers. And if you'd like to get tickets for these events, please, please don't delay. Go to newportmusic.org.
Correct. Yes.
And or call the phone number.
Exactly, at 401-849-0700.
Can't stress enough that this is limited seating and you don't want to be closed out.
Absolutely.
What are we going to finish off with, Pamela?
So the last two pieces on the program are very interesting. They're both by English composers. One is by Warlock, and it is the Capriole Suite. We are not going to play that this evening, but it is based on beautiful folk songs. So, and the last piece is by Vaughan Williams. I think it's no secret by now that he is one of my favorite composers, completely underrated. And we're going to do a rather spectacular piece, which is Variations on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. What's fascinating about this piece, it's all strings. However, it is basically two ensembles and a string quartet. So sometimes the string quartet plays within one of the ensembles, but it's very polyphonic, like you would expect sort of in Gregorian chant. But it's beautiful and ethereal and probably one of the loveliest pieces ever written. And so I think how appropriate to leave people with this sense of awe at the end of a full season.
Almost majestic in its presence.
And so it transports you, honestly.
Right.
So anyway, so without any further ado, let's just listen to Vaughan Williams' themes on Variations on a Theme by Thomas Tallis.
We'll listen to that and then see you all next time right here on WCRI and the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.